If stunning scenery and amazing cheese are elements of your perfect holiday, consider making plans to visit the Burgundy Free County region of France, where you can hike or horse ride the Grande Traversée du Jura, staying at auberges along the way. The Auberge du Pont du Diable, which includes a restaurant bar, is run by Jean-Pierre Boscher and Claire Ingham, and they love the area.
It's a vast mountainous region, which is one of the few places in France which remains quite wild. The countryside is just amazing. It's got everything. I mean, it's got mountains, it's got the vines, it's got lakes, you know, rolling hills with pasture land where the cows who make the milk for the Comté cheese feed on flowers and grass. And the wildlife we've got here is just, it's amazing. We've got lynx, we've got wolves, we've got loads of red squirrels. You need to watch out for wild boar. We've got everything, really. It's an amazing place to live.
So you mentioned the Comté cheese. Is that very specific to this region? What kind of cheese is it?
It is, yeah. It's a cheese which is made from the milk, which is created from Montbéliard cows, which are the brown and white cows you see in the fields everywhere here. Virtually every little village has a cooperative where the milk producers take their milk, maybe 18 producers. They all take their milk there, and they also employ a cheesemaker. And they make this great cheese, which can be aged from 6 months to 24 months. So it varies in flavour, depending on the pastures they live in, the amount of time it's aged, where it's aged. There's a big fort, a military fort in the Jura Mountains, which is apparently it's a great place to age cheese. There's probably about 500,000 cheeses inside it. Basically, nothing is lost from the production process. As with any cheese-making process, there's the curds and the whey. So the curds go off to make the actual cheese, and the whey is the liquid that is left. And so that is made into a cheese which resembles halloumi, which can be heated. You can put it in the oven, you can put it on the barbecue. Nothing is lost in the production process, which is great.
Now, you personally actually also grow walnuts here. Why did you choose to grow that particular crop?
We lived at the restaurant until 2008, I believe it was, when Jean-Pierre's daughter took over for a while. So we went down to live in a little spa town called Salins-les-Bains, which is a lot lower down in altitude. It's about 350 metres high, whereas here are about 700 metres. So here it's too cold for walnuts to grow, basically. But down there, it's perfect. And we discovered, whilst discovering the region, that there were loads and loads of walnut trees in the countryside, in the fields, in people's gardens, from which a lot of the production was wasted because people collected a few of them. They couldn't eat them all, bearing in mind that some old walnut trees can produce 200 kilos of nuts. And we thought, well, we could do something with this. So we started collecting walnuts, and we bought a press, which is basically a press for olive oil, but it also works for walnuts. Since then, we've been making oil with our own nuts, which we found. We came across a man who'd planted 3 hectares of walnuts for wood production, but then realised that he'd probably need about 50 years before the trunks got thick enough to sell the wood. So he contacted us and said, look, do you want to rent the land? So we now rent his land, and we've got our own walnuts, and people come in parallel with their walnuts, and we press their production to make their oil, and we keep some of the oil as payment.
And since we mentioned the byproduct of the cheese, I have to ask you, what happens to the remainder of the walnuts?
Oh, lots of things. Well, the fire's on opposite us. We put walnut shells in there, for example. When we finish pressing the walnuts, there's obviously it's like a big biscuit of crushed kernels where the oil is extracted at about 90%. So there's still lots of goodness in there. And because we only do one cold press, whereas in industrial methods they use it several times and it's not really edible afterwards, to be honest, but ours remains a good product to eat. So we make cakes with it. We've got a neighbour who works with local plants and she also does flavoured salt. So she does a walnut-flavoured salt with this powder that she makes from the leftover kernels.
We've come to this area particularly to a horse riding holiday. How popular is riding here? Are horses a big part of the community?
Definitely. I mean, in the village where we are, there's a big horse riding centre, the La Ferme Équestre du Pont du Diable, and they have lots of horses that are in livery. So they look after people's horses. Our own horses are there. We've got two. And the countryside is great for riding. It's 50% of the land is covered in forest, which you can go through quite easily. There's lots of signposted routes, such as the La Grande Traversée du Jura, which you're going to do. And it remains a really wild, beautiful region.
That's Claire Ingham from the Auberge du Pont du Diable in the Burgundy Free County region of France.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.